Chapter 4. An Uplifting Wedding. My Sydney childhood straddled the late 1940s and all of the 1950s. We lived at No. 5 Auburn Street, Neutral Bay, as a conventional nuclear family. A mother and a father, married, a son and a much younger daughter, me. My parents, both transplanted POMs, rented a flat that was part of an imposing two-story house that fronted onto Ben Boyd Road at the Bay End, with glimpses of Sydney Harbour. The landlord had two daughters who were a good bit older than the other kids in the area. Even so, they would occasionally invite us to play in their huge front garden, where we'd spend an hour or so running around making a lot of noise playing Whippy Taken 1-2-3, but mostly I played with the younger neighbourhood kids, as we were closer in age. Our L-shaped front garden was considerably smaller than the landlord's, and our front fence was draped with neatly trimmed mauve lantana. We had a crazy paving path to our front door, and in one corner of the garden, there grew a decoratively shaped Indian hawthorn tree that flowered profusely in spring. My mother's textile treasures were stored upstairs in a large brown trunk that my parents had brought with them from England in 1937, when they embarked on their grand adventure, upping stakes and traveling to the other side of the world to make a new life. When the lid of the trunk was raised, the upper tray revealed the most delicate items, with my mother's wedding veil on top. I had already made the connection between my parents' wedding photographs, that featured the veil, and this diaphanous mass of yellowing white tulle, that swelled into life when the trunk was opened. Each time the lid was lifted, I was filled with anticipation and wonder, excited to glimpse the contents anew. The veil, as well as the other textile treasures that linked my parents to their country of origin, were neatly folded below. One year, when the Indian hawthorn tree was in full bloom and with the wedding veil in mind, I asked my mother if I could invite the neighborhood kids to come and play brides in our front garden. To do this, we would need to borrow the wedding veil. To my surprise, my mother agreed. With hindsight, I assume I was the only kid in the neighborhood who had not yet attended a family wedding, as we were a transplanted, non-church-going, nuclear family. Irrespective, somehow I had become obsessed with brides and weddings, possibly the result of an incident that instantly became part of Granger family folklore. The incident occurred one sunny Saturday afternoon in suburban Sydney, when my mother and I drove past a church where there was a wedding in progress. I pleaded with her to stop so I could see the bride. Reluctantly, she pulled over. I hastily scampered across the road and up to the top of the wide imposing flight of sandstone steps that led to the church's open entrance doors. Filled with excitement and expectation, I waited, occasionally peeking inside hoping to catch a glimpse of the bride. Before long, the bridal party emerged and, in the tradition of the time, lined up in order along the top step for photographs. I stood beside the bride, rooted to the spot, overawed by her beauty and taking in every detail of her elegant wedding dress, when I noticed a tiny black beetle on her skirt. From across the road, my mother watched as the bride bent down to speak to me, after which, I scurried down the steps and back to the car. I was bursting with excitement. "Mummy," the bride spoke to me. The reply, "Oh, yes?" "And what did she say?" "She said, 'Would you mind getting out of the way, little girl?'" I wanted to tell her she had a beetle on her skirt. My mother found it difficult to keep a straight face. But I digress. We kids assembled and began preparations for our mock wedding. Of course, as the event was my idea, my garden and my veil, I would be the bride. With the other wedding party roles allocated, before we could commence the formalities, we focused on making the white Indian hawthorn blossom bouquets that we tied with white ribbon, one for the bride and one each for the bridesmaids. Next, we brought chairs from the house for the bridal party, arranged them to one side of the garden path, and finally, the veil. Just like the real thing, our wedding was photographed. Somewhere the small black and white photographs record the event. And as my memory mists, they provide reassurance that our garden wedding was not a figment of my imagination. Unfortunately, on that day our playing bride's formalities came to an unexpectedly abrupt end. We all watched spellbound, as a sudden super strong westerly wind lifted the billowing lightweight veil from the top of my head, taking it up to finally lodge in the landlord's towering camphor laurel tree, where it remained entangled for months, never to be retrieved. This chance occurrence was possibly an omen as my parents divorced some years later. On reflection, as a woman who has chosen not to marry, I'm well aware of the irony of my childhood wedding story. My childhood obsession with weddings clearly demonstrates the power of subtle but sustained societal pressure on all female children of my generation to marry. However, I voluntarily took the path of spinsterhood and as a result, did not get to play brides for real. Possibly the garden wedding of my childhood, with its dramatic denouement, was enough? Facts. Whippy taken 1, 2, 3. This game was a hide and seek variation. Indian hawthorn tree. Botanical name Raphia lepus ferruginea.